I'm very happy now to welcome Carmen Vendelin. She's curator of art at the New Mexico Museum of Art, which this weekend, tomorrow, Friday the 6th of March at 5:30, is opening a new show called Colors of the Southwest. And it coincides with the Summer of Color, which is taking place here in Santa Fe on Museum Hill. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So how did you come to create this show based on the theme of Southwestern colors?
Well, there was an idea a couple years ago to do a Summer of Color, and this predates my starting at the museum. And the various museums picked colors, and initially the joke was, why doesn't the art museum choose black? And, you know, we probably could have made that work. I think it might have been partially a joke on the idea that curators tend to wear black.
But Southwestern painters don't tend to...
Don't always use black, right? So it would have really been limiting. And so by the time I came on board in July, it had already been decided that the art museum was going to take all colors. And so as someone who is new to the museum, I started looking at what we had in the collection, and it was clear that probably half of the collection could have been in a show called Colors of the Southwest. There was just so much. And I tried initially to be pretty broad, to include some abstraction, to include portraiture, to include still life. And there's still a few of those sorts of subject matter in the show, but it is overall landscape, because that was really what I saw, is that in this, you know, people come to the Southwest because there are these special qualities of light and color. And so you see that in their artwork. You see it even in the still lives and in the abstractions. But, of course, you're going to see it everywhere when people are depicting the landscape.
It's funny. I've had that experience, and I suspect a lot of people have, of seeing Southwestern paintings and thinking how unrealistic they were, and then going to the Southwest and realizing that the land actually is
as
colorful.
That it does look that way. Yeah. Yes. Someone told me this great anecdote that there was a film review for Milagro Beanfield War that was from some, you know, it was written by a writer who was not in this area. And the writer criticized the film for the way it looked, you know, said they shouldn't have spent all this money on the special effects, because that person hadn't been to New Mexico and didn't realize that, yes, it indeed does look the way that it looks.
In Very interesting. Now, you have not only paintings, but sculptures, photographs, all kinds of media.
Yes, yeah. The 3D work is primarily ceramics. There's some photography, as you mentioned, prints, watercolor. And so, you know, it just really, I wanted to show this broad range that they're, you know, in all sorts of media, because I don't know if people necessarily think ceramics when they think colors of the Southwest. So I wanted to show that artists in all media really have gravitated towards this area because they're interested in color already, or perhaps they develop an interest in color once they get here. And I'll also mention that some of the artists are from New Mexico. It's not only artists that come from elsewhere, but I think that it does have this special quality and this special draw.
Now, you are very much highlighting the museum's own collection.
Yes.
In this show, which is a really cool thing to do, because a lot of time we don't even see what's in these museum collections, and they're profound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of... you know, that's been kind of the theme of my first year in a way, because my first exhibition, Hunting and Gathering, is a recent acquisitions show. And so some of the text for that points out that, you know, you only see 1-3% of the collection on view at any time. Most of it does sit in storage. And so this was a great opportunity to see. The first show was a great opportunity to see new work that had just come into the collection, and Colors of the Southwest was also a really good opportunity to examine the entire collection, because it is such a visual show. So instead of just looking for, say, a certain subject matter on a certain theme, I was looking kind of overall, broadly, you know, like, what do we have that would look beautiful on view?
So then when you've got people, I mean, this is going to be up for the rest of the spring, the whole summer, till the 13th of September, and you've got the Summer of Color. What's happening? Like, what can the public get involved with? I'm sure it'll be a wonderful show for young people.
Yes, we're going to have some programming for families, and I don't think the dates are set yet, so that's something to, you know, check back with our website and maybe check with the paper, see when it gets in there in the schedule. And so we will have some education programs for families. One of the artists in the show, Eddie Dominguez, is going to come and give an artist talk in the gallery on July 17th at 5:30. That will be a Friday. And he's one of the ceramicists. So again, you know, this ceramicist who really loves color and uses a lot of color in his work, I think that will be something that will intrigue people and interest them.
There was an interesting example that was so striking to me a while back. We had the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet on the air talking about one of their productions. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how when they go to other parts of the country, their lighting seems really exotic. And it's because the person who is the lighting designer was born and raised here in the Southwest. And even not meaning to, even if you go outside for education, you bring to your art that sense of color, which is so deep inside of you.
Uh-huh. That's really interesting. I've noticed traveling that different areas of the world and different regions of the country that light and color are different everywhere.
So how did you hang the show when you have a gallery whose theme is color? You have so many choices about what to group together and what you want those things kind of to say.
Yeah, and that was a challenge. And there are some artworks that I cut just based on the fact that I didn't know what they would go with. You know, so especially if it was a larger work, I'm like, well, I guess I could use that wall space differently. So I set it up. There are really two introductions because people can enter the show from either direction. So both of those provide kind of an overview. So the work that's in it shows kind of a range. And then beyond that, I grouped, you know, like I have a wall where there's a series of kind of mountain shapes together. There is one of our alcove spaces has work that's more monochromatic. So it's a combination of works that are winter scenes that are sort of, you know, close to a white on white scheme with twilight scenes, which are dark blue scenes. So those are together since they're fairly radically different from the rest of the show in their palette. And then there's a lot of fall work. I think that autumn is probably the most spectacular season. So there were a lot of really wonderful works to choose from that highlighted fields of yellow or of yellow aspen trees with hills that had deep purple, violet colored shadows. So having those striking yellows against the violets, there were quite a few like that. So they are grouped together, those palettes. I grouped together some things that were more, you know, in a pop art styling, so they seemed to go together. So a little bit of it was by style, put some of the Transcendentalist group work together. So, you know, it ended up being kind of a combination between grouping by seasonal depictions or time of day or, you know, putting the modernists together or putting certain subject matter together.
Very interesting and sounds like fun.
It was, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a very, I think it's a show that will be very easy for people to engage with. There's a lot to enjoy. It's just, you know, really beautiful eye candy.
Now, you are fairly new here at the museum?
Yes, yeah, I started in July.
Oh, okay, where did you come from?
I came from LaSalle University Art Museum in Philadelphia.
And how'd you end up deciding to come out here?
Well, I'm originally from Boise, Idaho, and I missed living in the mountains and the high desert. And I, you know, was just looking for a way to get back, because as an art historian, it's always easier to find a job in a big city. So Santa Fe is kind of unique in that it is a town that has a lot going on in its art community. And so it just seemed like a perfect fit for me.
Carmen Vendelin is curator of art at the New Mexico Museum of Art. And once again, the show Colors of the Southwest opens tomorrow, Friday at 5:30, and coincides with the Summer of Color taking place at Museum Hill. For more information, you can go to nmartmuseum.org. Carmen, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much for inviting me.